I am recording this for the full moon on April the 7th. And it is a doozy of a full moon, and I'm going to keep it as short and as precise as I possibly can so that you really get it and you can take total control over your reactions to the outside world. Because how we react tells us something about what's inside us, you know? So I did a homily once on a man walking with a cup full of coffee and somebody bumps into him and the coffee spills out. Well, if it was tea, tea would spill out. Whatever you're carrying and somebody bumps into you, spills out. So this full moon is going to be a challenge to what we spill out, all right? Now, the first thing I look at is the gates in human design that it's in, and then the astrology degree. So, looking at the gate that the sun is in, gate 51 reads, the need to react to the disruption and drastic change. So that's going to a feeling of a drive to do something, all right? The opposite, the full moon, the moon on the other side in gate 57 is saying, proceed gently. Pay attention to your intuition. So it would not be wise to react to the disruption and the drastic change and, oh, we got to do this. Listen to the intuition, all right? Don't let the disruption outside disrupt you inside. Okay, that's the first thing. Then the sun is in Aries, which is ruled by Mars. And Mars is in a perfect tension-friction square to Uranus. Uranus is the planet of change and freedom. Mars doesn't have any patience. I want to be free tomorrow morning. What do you, you know, don't tell me what to do, blah, blah, blah. And so that can be very volatile. But Venus is making a beneficial angle to Mars. Now, many times you've heard me say, you know, when Venus has qualities, but she tends to get a little lazy and laid back, then Mars gives her the impetus. He pushes her like, come on, baby, you can, you know, you can do this. Well, when it's the other way around and Mars is getting impatient or overexcited that he wants action, you know, blah, blah, blah. Venus in a beneficial angle. Come on, baby, take it easy. You're going to get the freedom. You just, things take time. Calm down, what have you. So it depends how you're going to react to that Mars. Are you going to get impatient with the Uranus and push for the freedom that is a volatile energy? Or are you going to listen to the intuition, okay? Come from a place of love with Venus to calm down Mars and know that all of this will sort itself out. And that's, you know, what this whole full moon is really about. So then I looked at the degrees in astrology of the sun and moon. Now I'm just going to read the keyword. The whole thing is actually on my website, so you can read the whole thing. So the sun at the sun is 18 degrees 44 minutes. So when something is over 30 minutes, I go to the next degree because it's getting closer, you know, to that degree. And the 19 degrees of Aries is the magic carpet. That's the introduction to it. And the key word is panorama. When positive, the degree is full realization of the broad endowment which every man may make his own. When it's negative, it's detachment from ordinary living and a scorn for its responsibilities. Okay? So that's where we get to get in a disruptive and an uproar and blame everybody, for whoever, you know, for whatever. So there's always, you know, two sides. And then the moon, which is listen to the intuition. What's interesting with 19 degrees Libra is a gang of robbers in hiding. Okay, divergence is the word. When positive, the degree is alertness to every threat against a true individuality. Now think about this. The degree is alertness to every threat. Alertness. So if you think about the gate, proceed gently and listen to the intuition. All right, then that fits. The negative of that would be an abnormal mistrust of everything worthwhile. So if you get in an uproar with everything, then you're not going to trust anything and everything, and you're going to be in this hazard that it's creating. Or you listen to the intuition, okay, which is going to guide you. You take the love and the positive energy of Venus with Mars to give you the courage, okay, and you will proceed very well through all of this. The choice is always ours. It's just a real, you know, tumultuous new moon, full moon. So as I look at the Uranus, the planet that wants the freedom, at the 5 degrees Taurus, the gate that's in is one of two ways. It could be caring and nurturing for yourself and others, or it can be selfish. I want my freedom, and to hell with you, you know? And getting the square from Mars doesn't make that any easier to be able to deal with that. So I'm looking now at, let me see what gate that's in. Ah, so Mars is in the gate of evaluating potentials. Well, it says living within limiting resources gives the occasion for dreams and fantasies to arise. Well, that's what it does. If you take the courage of Mars with that Venus and not that selfish, I want my freedom tomorrow morning type of thing. So that is a very brief look at this full moon. And, you know, meditate, go into the calm space, know that everything is proceeding, and don't get caught up into that disruption and, you know, the drastic changes and because then you get pulled into that negative energy. Listen to the intuition, stay calm, bring in the qualities of Venus with the courage of Mars, and know that that change and freedom will come in its own time. Alrighty, so blessings, and I will see you on the new moon. Bye.